This is Lydia Johnson, and I'm speaking with Case Edwards of the Wetumpka FFA chapter in Alabama. He is the national winner in the proficiency area of agricultural mechanics, repair, and maintenance. Case, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You just won a major award here.
Yeah, it's been an experience. Just being up on the stage, it was crazy.
So do you want to walk us through your project, kind of from the beginning, where you started?
So starting out, I've repaired small engines, push mowers, and that was really based on the skills that I gathered being on the small engines team at Wetumpka High School. So I got enough skills there. Through running my own business, I also was able to go and work for another company, A-Ranch Tractor Repair. And while that's not part of my entrepreneurship SAE, that's where I gained my skills I needed to start working on larger equipment like tractors and things like that. So then on my own time, when I wasn't working for the company, I was also able to start working on larger equipment. For instance, my advisor, I restored his 1950 John Deere M. Our state staff member, Mr. Colin Adcock, I put a clutch in his tractor and just different things like that. So I was able to work myself up to larger equipment, make a little bit more money, things like that.
Kind of walking through the growth of your project, you said that you kind of expanded the projects that you worked on, but how did your skills grow as you continued with those projects?
Well, going from small engines, there's not a whole lot you can have wrong with it. Then when you go up to a tractor, you've got several different more systems. You have to be able to, your engine's got to run, transmission's got to be spinning properly. You've also got a hydraulic system that has to work, steering system, cooling system, all that versus, say, a single cylinder air-cooled Briggs & Stratton. So moving up to that larger equipment has greatly expanded my knowledge of how everything works. And a lot of the stuff I've learned on the larger equipment, now going back when I have to work on a small engine, something like that, it really made me work faster and think more clearly on it.
So what does the future look like for you in this project area?
Well, right now I've got a team of students at Wetumpka High School, and I'm actually helping them restore their own it's an Alice Chalmers tractor. And they're going to be able to use that as a parade piece, stuff like that. Going forward, I plan on going to school at Auburn to be an ag teacher, and I want to be able to go out and have my own ag chapter and restore tractors, things like that.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement in FFA.
I started at the Wetumpka High School FFA chapter in 2016, was my freshman year. Following when I graduated in 2020, I ran for state office, and I made that with Alabama FFA Association. I was a state sentinel. And now, after winning this award, the next thing I'm going to do is apply for my American FFA degree.
You said that you're transferring to Auburn, studied to be an ag teacher, right?
Yes, ma'am. Agri-science education.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Case. And this award is sponsored by Kubota Tractor and the Tractor Supply Company. This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.